Okay, I'm joined by Angelique Christafis, who's outside the Senate building, where another demonstration is beginning to take place, I gather. Describe the scene, Angelique.
So there are about 200 least now, about sixth form students here. There's more and more coming up the side streets. Police have blocked off a couple of the roads leading up to the Luxembourg Gardens and the Senate. And there's just people with banners, children ranging from about 14 to 18, waving banners, shouting, "Sarko, you're a liar, we're furious." And I was speaking to one of the students from Clignancourt, that's on the northern limits of Paris, who 100 students have come down from there today at least, and their school has been blocked since Monday. They said they refuse to go back into lessons or lift the blockade of their school until this bill is lifted.
So does it feel as if the protests can continue, or is it getting uglied, or is this sort of business as usual now for the last week?
Well, this is the key day. I mean, we're outside the Senate because the Senate will start its final process of putting this bill into action today. So what we're looking at is over the next 3 days is crucial for Sarkozy. The Senate could vote this bill through by Thursday or Friday. The unions are meeting tomorrow to discuss what they're going to do, because, of course, if this pensions law becomes law, what can they do? How can they protest? Now, public transport is slightly eased in terms of strikes today. The big demo of yesterday is not going to be repeated today, but will there be other organised demos over the next few days? We don't know. Sarkozy is really using this now to stand firm against the youth who have joined. It's something that he didn't want to happen. It's something that doesn't seem to be going away. There's hundreds of sixth form schools blocked today, and there's been violence on the outskirts, on the fringes of some protests on the outskirts of Paris, and big crowds breaking windows and fighting running battles with police in Lyon. Now Sarkozy's using that in one sense to stand firm and say, right, the hooligans are now infiltrating this. I will stand firm. I will push through this reform. It's quite risky. People don't really know what his tactics are going to be. He always used to approach reforms by carefully explaining them to the nation before pushing them through. This is one of the most contentious issues in France to reform. I mean, it's seen the country melt down in many previous years as governments have failed to do this. And yet, he hasn't been explaining it to the nation. And they just feel now that they don't know what he's going to do. They're unhappy. And it's sort of almost snowballing beyond his control.
Do the youth there look like thugs and hooligans?
Sorry?
Do they look like thugs and hooligans there now?
No, the kids I'm looking at now outside the Senate, they're very mixed, actually. They're very representative of all walks of French society. As I say, they come from the very ethnically mixed areas on the outskirts, on the northern outskirts of Paris. But they're not hooligans for now. I mean, let's see what happens. But I think the government's trying to portray this now as a question of youth being violent. But they can't get round the fact that many different people across France, I mean, for example, we're seeing refineries, all of France's 12 refineries, blockaded. That has not happened for a long time in France. That hasn't happened during Sarkozy's presidency. And that's the issue of petrol shortages. It's really going to be the crucial issue here of whether the nation can actually stand not being able to move anywhere in their cars. There's a very important survey that's come out this morning in Les Echos, the financial paper, which shows that 59% of French people are in favour of the unions continuing the protest, and around 60% of French people don't want Sarkozy to do any more reforming, and they're against his economic policies. So we're really waiting now to see what happens in the run-up to the half-term holidays on Friday, and how Sarkozy is going to see this through. His argument, of course, is that the Senate is voting over the next few days. That's democracy in action, and you can't stop democracy. That's true. Once the Senate pushes it in, they push it through. But if we see the country melting down with no petrol and so on, it's going to be difficult for Sarkozy to sell this reform and calm things down.
Let me put you on the spot. Do you think he can tough it out?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, Paris, for example, let's look at Paris. Buses are running, metros are running, people are going about their business. Those in the centre of the town who don't need to drive are managing fine. Other places like Marseille is coming to a standstill, bins are overflowing and so on, schools are being blockaded. Now, there's going to be a half-term holiday at the end of the week. What happens to the school protest then? Will it just peter out? I think that's a real question at the moment. Will this peter out? The government hopes it will. It's very hard to predict, but I would imagine the unions will continue some form of street demonstration, even if it's organised days of demonstration. And if Sarkozy does manage to push this bill through, he's still going to be left in a very precarious situation in the build-up to the 2012 election, because he's still got to win over a large swathe of the population that sort of turned against him.
Okay, Angelique, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.